listening to The Night Side, hosted by Barb DiGiulio on News Talk 1010.
Welcome back to the show. Dr. Oren Amate is with us. He is a registered psychologist. You know him well. He is a great friend of The Night Side, and we're talking about a story when your partner is a psychopath and some of the signs to look out for if you suspect someone might be a psychopath. And it's interesting, Doc Amate, because when you start to do some reading about the signs, boy, these people are like textbook. A lot of the traits are very much the same.
Oh, they certainly are. And like I said, let's remind everyone, it's not just psychopaths, because that's a smaller percentage. They're also like really hardcore narcissists, and they're more common. And, you know, as the article says, they're not all serial killers and stuff like that. You know, they can just, they're just really manipulative people who will ruin your life, and they truly have no perspective. They can't, or they don't, they cannot take another person's perspective. No empathy. They can feign empathy. They can see what you need to hear,
right?
But they actually cannot see any. They cannot see your perspective. They have no empathy for you, and they've got no compunctions about doing anything to you to satisfy their needs.
Are they happy people?
No. Some narcissists can be, but the theory is that they really don't feel emotions the same way that we do.
Hmm.
So, you know, they can derive some kind of satisfaction, but to say happy, that would be different. They can get pleasure, okay, out of manipulating somebody and get some sick, twisted pleasure, but genuine happiness, it's usually out of the realm for most of them.
416-872-1010. Text us at 71010. Catherine is on the line. Hi, Catherine. Go ahead with Doc Amate.
Oh, hello. I assume you're talking to me.
Yes, I am.
Hi, I love you.
Thank you.
Now, anyway, I realize that the doctor said he can't, because he hasn't met him personally, assess Donald Trump. But the comments he made and you made about Trump and what he has said, to me, are precisely are in the same vein that Justin Trudeau has said. So, is it just what a politician says?
Or do all politicians tend to be narcissistic, or what's there?
I don't know. I don't know where it fits in the scheme of things, but I know, living here, Junior has said all manner of things that have not come to fruition. He got elected, as did Trump, by saying, according to some people, things that would not come to fruition. Now, if Trump is viewed in one apparently very, really nasty way, why isn't Trudeau?
That's interesting, Catherine. Let's hear what Doc Amate has to say.
Well, you know, I'll trump her, no pun intended, Trudeau with Jean Gomeshi. I can't diagnose him, but it's a very similar thing where people were just mesmerized by him, because people think of the psychopath, you know, as she said, like with Trump, there's a certain image, you know, that people are, you know, loving to tarnish him with this brush. But the reality is, and again, I'm not diagnosing here, but some of the things you mentioned about Justin Trudeau, we did see with Jean Gomeshi, a smooth talker, he's a charmer, he said the right things, he loves women and all these things, but then there's something lurking underneath. So I won't diagnose Trudeau, but I would say just because someone looks a certain way and fits your ideal image of what you think someone should be like, please open your eyes, because underneath, you know, what's lurking underneath, you don't know.
Well, you know, it's interesting that we've been talking about narcissists, psychopaths, sociopaths, and we've only been talking about men.
Right.
Are there not women psychopaths out there?
Oh, yes, there are. I've assessed a number of them. And, you know, people, this is our inherent sexism. And, okay, you know, that we just, and this is actually professionals as well, they are far less inclined to diagnose a narcissist or a sociopath or a psychopath when it's a woman.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And just like with the traits borderline personality disorder, they're far less likely to diagnose it in a man, because that's just the sexism within the system, within humans. So, yes, there are female psychopaths. Now, I haven't diagnosed her myself, but many believe that Carla Homolka was. Okay, she killed numerous people, or contributed to it, including her own sister, mm-hmm. even in trial. This is one thing that was amazing. When she came, I think it was for a parole hearing. It wasn't the actual trial. It was later on. It was televised. And she was talking about her sister, and she's crying. She's dabbing her eyes. And if you looked at it, there was absolutely no mascara or anything else like that. Like, she wasn't crying.
Mm-hmm.
She was going through the action. She couldn't even cry when talking about her sister. Okay, so
yeah.
You know, so there are female psychopaths, and again, they don't have to be the femme fatale. They can take all forms. Possibly the woman who murdered the nurse who murdered those seniors.
Yes,
right. She may be a psychopath. So, yes, let's not pretend it's only one sex. Just men are overrepresented.
We have some really interesting text questions about this. And someone writes in, is there a profession most likely to suffer from all of this, or I guess most likely to draw in people of this nature?
Oh, yes. Now, there was a book called The Wisdom of the Psychopath by Kevin Dutton, and he had a psychopathy list, the top 10. I talk about it in my classes, all right, the top 10 jobs that attract psychopaths.
Okay.
The only problem with it is that it was using a psychopath scale, which is completely useless. Okay, it's not a good scale, but that's what he used. That was a fault. So some of these jobs here, however, they're not going to surprise you. Number one, CEO. Okay.
Oh, wow.
We know for fact, and we just don't know what the actual number is. Within CEOs, it could be 3%, could be 5%, up to 10%, because you think, in order to be able to get to the top, you've got to make decisions with cold-blooded, yep. Precision, without worrying about the impact on other people. It's the bottom line. It's the money. You've got to lie, deceive, manipulate, cheat. And so psychopaths are very well suited for that.
Actually, very true. When you think about some of the people that we've known who do climb very high, tend to be very, very cold people because they have to do things like, fire a lot of people
right.
along the way. Here is James. Hi, James. Go ahead with Doc Amite.
My question is, whether it be men or women, who rip off and rob their elderly parents, are they 100% sociopaths?
Yeah, it depends. I can't say 100% because some of them, we don't know the backstory. Were they really hurt by these people and they felt they owe them nothing, or they felt the parents owe them? But for someone who doesn't have that history, if they're if they're going to do that to their parent and know that they're basically ruining the remaining years of their life, and think about that, if you've got the lack of empathy to be able to do that, you probably can be diagnosed as a sociopath.
How about, can somebody be a narcissist to one person and not another, or are they a narcissist all the time to everybody?
You can not look so much like a narcissist. There are some, even psychopaths, who for whatever reason, they form a connection, they form a loyalty. It's not true empathy. But for some reason, they just feel some, like, whether they want to protect the person, whether they just want to help them out. But usually there's some self-serving purpose to it. So they can be nicer to some people. But at heart, for virtually everyone else that they relate to, it's the same. It's just, it depends on to what degree they're going to do it. So somebody might just, you might not be worth my time. You're too easy to take, to do, or something like that. They might just dismiss you, mm-hmm. Okay? It's just no challenge. But if they've got you in their sights, once they're locked in, it's very hard to get rid of them. It's hard to extricate yourself from them. And again, as I said earlier, if you're going to lock horns with them, they're prepared to go places that you're not. Okay?
Mm.
And just, I need people to be prepared for that. Because again, I counsel a lot of people in dealing with them. And I say, look, if you really want to deal with them, here's how you do it. I give them 5 choices, depending on the situation. And I say, but here's the consequence of each choice. And are you really prepared to go that far? Because they will.
And it's got to be difficult. Or, I mean, you must have to use some special training when you are counseling a psychopath. Because I'm sure they try to manipulate you.
Well, yes, and psychopaths never go to therapy willingly, okay?
So will they never acknowledge it, or they just won't go?
Well, they'll go if it's court-ordered. They'll go if a spouse has threatened them, or a partner or family member has threatened just to shut them up. Some will acknowledge it. There are a few who are narcissistic enough to actually revel in it. So they kind of enjoy the label, okay?
Okay.
Others have some insight. I mean, I've had different types of psychopaths I've worked with. And, and they're difficult. Yeah, it's really difficult to work with someone because, you want to treat them with the dignity and respect that a patient deserves. But when there's somebody who has absolutely no empathy and there's just, it's like looking at a frog's eyes, behind those eyes, it's cold. It's, so it's hard to be able to develop that bond with that person when they have no capacity to reciprocate that.
Very interesting stuff. Dr. Oren Amite, thank you as always.
Thank you so much and have a great night.
You too. Talk to you soon. Registered psychologist, Dr. Oren Amite.